Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today, we're diving into something that's seriously impacting all of us. Social media and its effects on our mental health. Ever feel like you're scrolling endlessly, comparing your life to highlight reels, and then suddenly you're hit with a wave of anxiety or self-doubt? You know that feeling when the FOMO, fear of missing out, is real, and you just can't seem to log off? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not powerless against this digital beast. By understanding how social media works and its impact on our brains, we can start reclaiming control and prioritizing our well-being. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the tricky world of social media and keep your mental health in check. First off, remember that what you see online is often a carefully curated version of reality. People tend to share their best moments, their successes, their glamorous vacations, rarely the boring, mundane stuff that makes up everyday life. This constant stream of perfection can lead to feelings of inadequacy and make us question our own worth. It's like comparing apples and oranges, or worse, comparing your whole fruit basket to someone else's perfectly arranged centerpiece. Remember, it's a highlight reel, not the entire movie. Second, social media triggers dopamine, the feel-good chemical in our brains. Every like, comment, and notification gives us a little rush of pleasure, making us want more. This creates a cycle of dependence. We keep scrolling to chase that dopamine hit, even if it's leaving us feeling drained or anxious later on. Think of it like candy. A little bit can be enjoyable, but too much can leave you with a sugar crash and a craving for more. Third, social media can contribute to anxiety and depression by fostering unrealistic expectations and comparisons. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing our lives to others and feeling like we're not measuring up. This constant self-comparison can chip away at our self-esteem and leave us feeling insecure and anxious. Remember, everyone is on their own unique journey. Focus on your own path and celebrate your own accomplishments, big or small. Fourth, excessive social media use can negatively impact sleep, focus, and real-life connections. The blue light emitted from screens interferes with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. It also distracts us from tasks and activities that require our full attention, impacting our productivity and ability to focus. Lastly, spending too much time online can limit our face-to-face interactions, which are essential for building strong relationships and feeling a sense of belonging. Finally, it's important to remember that you have the power to manage your social media use. You don't have to be constantly connected or feel pressured to engage with every post. Set boundaries for yourself, take regular breaks, and prioritize activities that nourish your mental health. Spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply practicing mindfulness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who feels overwhelmed by the constant stream of information on social media. She's always comparing herself to others, feeling inadequate and anxious. One day, she decides to take a step back and implement some changes. She sets limits on her daily usage, unfollows accounts that trigger negative feelings, and starts engaging in activities that bring her joy, like painting and hiking with friends. Gradually, she notices a difference. She feels calmer, more focused, and more connected to the people around her. So remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all have moments where social media takes over. But by being mindful of its impact, setting boundaries, and prioritizing our well-being, we can create a healthier relationship with technology and cultivate a life that feels more authentic and fulfilling. Take these key takeaways with you. Remember the curated reality online, the dopamine rush that keeps us scrolling, the comparisons that can drain us, the impact on sleep and focus, and the power you have to manage your social media use. Don't just passively consume content. Actively engage in a way that feels good for you. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you enjoyed the insights, and join the conversation on social media. Use S-Dopamine Fast to connect with me and others who are navigating this digital world together. Until next time, keep those dopamines flowing in healthy ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.